you're less likely to end up with a mentor if you kind of come in hot and just like cold outreach on LinkedIn and be like, "Hey, I'm looking for a mentor." You really have to set that intention of what you want to get out of the relationship, and then also be clear on what you can give to your mentor.
Hi, this is Roma Santiago, founder of Experiment Nation, and today we have a special episode. On today's episode, we interview Tracy Laranjo. Not only is she a fractional head of CRO, but she's also a host of this podcast. Today we talk about CRO mentorship. Why would you need a CRO mentor? How can you find one? And how can you have Tracy as your mentor? We hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome everyone to another episode of Experiment Nation. I am your host, Roma Santiago, and with me today is someone you might recognize from previous episodes. Her name is Tracy, but I'll let her introduce herself.
Yes, I'm Tracy. You might recognize me from the other side of the microphone on this podcast.
It's a season where we flip the tables a lot.
Exactly. Yeah, we got to switch it up. So it's a lot of fun being here. I'm excited. And Romil, I think this is going to be a special topic, at least. I'm feeling it's going to be a special topic.
Gosh,
we have
I hope
a whole
so.
story to get into.
So how does it feel being on this side for once?
It's a lot more pressure to deliver something fun and insightful. Usually I just ask a bunch of stupid questions and get
I wouldn't call them
great
stupid.
answers. So
That's cool. I
ask me all the
actually,
stupid questions you can.
I think a lot of people don't. As I've done this, I feel like there's a different kind of pressure being both sides of the mic. I think on your side, you're like, I don't know what Roma's going to ask. And I could come from any direction, and you hope you don't feel stupid. And when you're on the other side, it's like, how can I continue this momentum and make it interesting, and
Yes.
also make sure all the things are recording and all that.
Yes. It's a different kind of pressure, but I think regardless of which seat you're in, I always end up later on in the day being like, why didn't I say that? Or why didn't I ask that?
Yeah.
So that's going to be universal, but I'm happy to be on this side of the mic.
So the last time we talked, at least on air, or at least when you were with me, a lot of things have changed in your world. I'd love to hear
Yes.
a little bit about what you've been up to, and maybe tell our listeners.
Yes. So, not sure when was the last time I was on the podcast. It was sometime last year. In all of the shuffle of the world and everything, I decided, hey, I'm gonna ruin my life and I'm gonna become self-employed. And I love it. I am a CRO strategist for CRO agencies, and also some in-house brands will hire me on to work with their team to build their first CRO programs. So I love it. I love being self-employed, and I've met with a lot of other experimenters in the community who also made that leap last year. It's really hard, and I don't know if you saw my LinkedIn post the other day, but I halved my income instantly by becoming self-employed, but it was so worth it. Just having that
Well, it's half for now.
half for now. Yeah, half for now. It's still year one, but it's brought me back some work-life balance. It's brought control over who I work with and the outcomes of my work, and I just love it. So that's my life.
I think you're selling yourself a little bit short there.
Thank
I
you.
know you fairly well, and I know you're very, very selective about who you work with, ensuring that the stuff that you can, your strengths align with the client and that you can deliver value for them. So you're not taking every client. So,
Yes.
I mean, if you wanted to not be half, you could, but just
Exactly.
putting it out there, maybe.
And this is actually totally relevant to our topic for today. I often have to get a read on if I'm over or undercharging my clients. And spoiler alert, I'm usually undercharging. So literally every time I'm about to send a proposal, I go to you and I'm like, Romel, is this too expensive? And you're every time like, raise your rate, raise your rate. And I
I
need
don't
that in my
read.
life.
I hardly read those messages, and I default raise rate.
Of course, yeah, of course. We don't talk all day, every day. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I think there's a hesitancy of a lot of folks who, like, maybe if I overcharge, they won't go with me, but they might say, oh, that's a bit high. And it's an opportunity to either justify your cost, yeah, or come down if you want to or not. It's not the end of the world. They're not going to go, you know, we had all these conversations with you and we want to engage with you. Oh, you're too expensive. We're out of here. You've just gone too far down that path. You have a few moments to salvage it. It's the same thing with contract negotiations, whatever. You've gone far enough, right?
Yeah. You can always go down, but you can't go up.
Yeah. It's like you agree on a certain price. You go, you know what? I'm going to double that on you. No, they don't tend to like that. Okay. So this is Romo Santiago from Experiment Nation. Every week we share interviews with and conference sessions by our favorite conversion rate optimizers from around the world. So if you like this video, smash that like button and consider subscribing. It helps us a bunch. Now back to the episode. Today's topic, we're going to talk about CRO mentorship. Actually, that was a really great segue. I think the first question is, why do you think CROs or new experimenters need mentorship, considering that there's so much material out there in the world? There's blogs, there's courses, whatever, what have you. Why do you think CRO mentorship is still important today?
I think there are so many reasons, and speaking as someone who has a mentor, it's you, surprise, surprise. It's completely changed my career path and trajectory, I believe. Like, I credit the fact that I have as a mentor as part of the reasons why I was able to upskill in CRO so quickly. Like, I've been in the space for 3 years. I've done all the courses, I've done all the books, but sometimes you run into a challenge right on the job and a Google search is not necessarily going to be able to answer that for you.
Or AI is not going to solve that?
Ask Enzo on Experiment Nation's website, the chatbot. Yeah, I mean, it's different having someone who's been there before, many times before you, to be able to tell you how they would approach this challenge. So if I'm dealing with a stakeholder who's a pain in the ass, like, to be able to have you tell me, either go in with curiosity or challenge me to take a different approach than my gut wants me to, that is so helpful. So the upskilling, the ability to ask stupid questions or run stupid ideas by you and get a read from someone who's been there before, that's invaluable. No chatbot or book or course is going to do that for you. So there's that piece, but then there's a lot of other intangibles that have at least come my way from having a mentor. The big things are, you know, I'm fortunate that you refer me to work and you've been a reference for me before. So it helps with my own credibility as a CRO practitioner. I would assume you wouldn't want to mentor someone who sucks at CRO or who doesn't have the willingness to be good at it. So,
well, I always like the challenge. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
People need that. People need to be challenged, and you're not going to be good at something if you surround yourself with people who are worse than you at it. You have to surround yourself with people who are better than you at it. And I strongly believe that.
And I'm realized that it's a little bit awkward because I'm interviewing you, but I'm not the only person that you're going to. You have a few people that you're able to bounce ideas and that's also important, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another thing, which is, you don't need to have one mentor. You can have different mentors for different things. So I have a self-employment mentor. I have several self-employment mentors. These are people who run their own agencies or freelance businesses. I have you, my CRO and experimentation mentor. So I think it's worth assessing, what do you want to get out of your mentorship experience as a mentee? And looking already inside your network and being like, who in my network do I already have a great rapport with and would be a helpful resource for this very specific thing that I want to improve on?
Actually, that's a great segue into the next topic, is like, how do you find one? You know, it sounds like you have things you want to improve in, or at least a rough idea, but you don't know everything. You don't know what you don't know. So one, how do you find one, and how do you arrange for this? Because it's kind of like, it's not everyone I know has a mentor, And I'm even fewer of them actually have an approach to asking for mentorship. So how do you do it? And what ways don't work?
So all of my mentor-mentee relationships are, they just happen. They happen naturally. It'll be a matter of, I met this person and we're constantly bouncing thoughts and ideas off of each other, and it just becomes what it is. So I've never really gone out of my way to secure a mentor, but there are a lot of different ways that you can do it. And I just think one of the big things is being clear on, do you want a mentor or do you want a coach? Because those are two very different
I'd love
things.
to hear more about, well, how are the different, what's the difference between a
Yeah.
mentor and a coach?
So to me, a coach is a little bit more performance based. They're going to be laser focused on your performance, where a mentor is there to guide and support you through your challenges. And also with a coaching relationship, more often than not, the coach is going to be driving that relationship. Whereas in a mentorship relationship, your mentee is going to be driving that relationship.
Okay.
And I also find coaching is a lot more specified on specific outcomes and tasks and work, whereas, a mentor-mentee relationship is kind of freestyle.
I've mentored a few people in the past, and I think it's one of the nice things to bring up is specifically what you're looking for. I think that helps, that helps the conversation completely because unless you specify that, I may be trying to mentor you on starting a business when that's not really what you're seeking from me. So I think that's great, but how, where do you suggest people find one?
So
You're
it
very, you
depends.
network, so it's easier for you, but what about
I'm a
someone
big
new?
network. Like I am DMing people on LinkedIn all the time, every
Oh,
day. I'm
sticking with the
responding to
DMs.
messages.
No.
I know, just a social butterfly, I guess. I don't know. But so I want to take a step back and kind of outline. There's a few different types of mentorship relationships. Like it can be an apprentice master relationship, which is kind of what we have, where I'm
Always.
a lot more junior, you have a lot more experience. You can also have peer-to-peer mentorship. So my peer-to-peer mentorships, it like relationships, these are people I met on the job. These are like former colleagues and coworkers. These are people who I just met on LinkedIn online, and we have something in common and we bounce ideas off each other. So, it depends. I think you're less likely to end up with a mentor if you kind of come in hot and just like cold outreach on LinkedIn and be like, "Hey, I'm looking for a mentor." You really have to set that intention of what you want to get out of the relationship, and then also be clear on what you can give to your mentor. It's
Oh, that's an interesting call out.
yeah, it goes both ways. Like, it's what is the purpose in you mentoring someone if you're just giving, 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 and you're not actually getting anything from it? So, I don't know. Do you get anything from our relationship? Like,
Actually, it's something that I don't think it's highlighted enough. Folks think that mentors just like to mentor, but the truth is, like, I've learned things over the years, but when as I mentor people and they go through similar things that I have gone through, I hear about topics from a different angle or a different idea, and it gets my head going and works through that problem. And sure, I could give guidance, but I learn as much as you're learning, I think, because I've never seen XYZ, or I've never had a client say whatever, and that is an interesting situation that you're in. So I think the learning goes both ways. I think the mentor just picks up nuances to things that they already know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it shouldn't be a full-time job, and it shouldn't feel like a full-time job. You should, as a mentor, feel like you're getting something out of that relationship from your
And how often
mentee.
are you, I know you mentioned it was like very, it's a kind of ad hoc kind of conversations, but do you have any guidance around how often folks should at minimum talk to speak to their mentor if they decide to go do that?
I mean, You and I don't really need regular calls or anything like that. And I don't actually have any mentorship relationships where there are regular calls, but that may be an option, kind of like a once a month or once a quarter touch base, depending on how busy you both are. Yeah. And just to kind of keep that relationship going. I've never really needed to do that, but that might help keep it a bit more formal and structured. Yeah.
To make sure you don't drop the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have like a cadence with any of your other mentees?
When I don't do it so much these days because I just started Optimizely. So I don't have that a whole lot of time. But in my previous roles, I used to do it every other week or once a month.
Okay.
And it was often a list of topics that they wanted to talk through, like during the time in between they face challenges. They could ping me at any time. But for their schedules and my schedule, we often grouped it together and we go through the things that they're trying to get through. And yeah, the sometimes we push it out or cancel it, what have you. But having it in the calendar means this is an important conversation and we're not gonna drop that. Like I think that's a decent time. Cadence. When I was a mentee, I think I did quarterly, especially with senior leaderships. Senior leadership, they don't have a whole lot of time. So quarterly is all I could get from them. So I think it depends on how busy the person is.
Yeah. It's weird to think of you as a mentee, by the way. Like I was you young having once. A mentor.
Once upon a time, I was young. yeah, I think my first mentor was in like the early 2000s. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You're dating yourself.
I am. And I had I had to do a lot of influencing, and so I needed senior leadership mentorship around how do I influence without any authority. They recommended good books, and they coached me through, well, this person is demonstrating XYZ. You may want to appeal for their desire for so-and-so. That opened up a whole world of influence and trying to speak with senior leadership. It was good. I learned a lot, and I hope to pass that along.
Yeah. Definitely see the stakeholder management and political aspect being one of the most important reasons for me having a mentor is like I'm a lot of experiences I'm going through for the first time ever, whereas you know you've been through it several times over.
Not willingly.
How can I? Yeah, like I'm sure you've also like messed it up before.
Oh yes, so, like, yes.
What can I learn from your screw up so that I screw up less? And then when I'm screwing up along the way, someone else might benefit from that experience of mine.
So we've talked about that. And I'm wondering, when do you think someone is ready for a mentor? That's another question. When are they ready for a mentor? And when do they transition to becoming one?
Yeah.
Like one day you're going to be a mentor, I feel.
It's so weird because the other day I what I thought I had was a peer-to-peer mentorship relationship with someone, but he told me, "You're such a great mentor." And I'm like, "Wait, you see me as a mentor?" I didn't know that I was ready to be one, but maybe that's it. Maybe it's you're always ready to be a mentee, and maybe you're always ready to be a mentor depending on what you bring to the table. So you know, you can be like a big brother, big sister kind of mentorship relationship. You don't have to be anything but an adult to help a teen as part of a big brother's big sister's program. I think you're always ready to be a mentor or a mentee. It's just, are you clear on the value you can give someone as a mentor?
So I didn't want to cut you off. What were you saying?
Oh, no, I was just going to add, like when we first connected, I was just starting in CRO. I knew that I had been doing it wrong for a long time, but I was willing to learn and get it right. And it just happened. Our engagement just kind of happened. You DM'd me on LinkedIn after I bought your book, Sprinting to Show Value, get it on Amazon. I loved it.
I don't know. Okay. I don't love that book. it's a long story. I hope to have a second revision that's that are written.
But... Don't buy it. The author says don't buy the book.
Don't buy it. Just talk to me. It's I'm a better source than the book.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Like, I didn't know that I was ready for a mentor because I didn't know that I needed one, but sometimes it just happens. And I think part of just anything in general is just being open to these things as they come. Being brave if you want that kind of relationship with a mentor.
I think that's a great call out because I find a lot of folks who start out in this or in any field, actually, I've seen in a lot of disciplines, they're shy or they feel it'll make them seem less.
Yes.
And how can you be an expert with only 2 years experience or 1 year's experience?
Yes.
You know, can't. You have to have that humility of some sort to accept that someone might be able to teach you. And I think at that moment, you're like, okay, you could be a good candidate for this.
Yes. And you read my mind. I was going to say it's a lot of humility is being able to recognize your gaps and being ready to say, I want to fill those gaps. I just need some help along the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're going to talk to someone and they're not going to want to be a mentor for you. And that's okay. You should be okay with the rejection and be able to move on from it.
This sounds like a lot like dating.
It does. Yes, it does. I'm so glad I don't have to date anymore.
Can I buy you a coffee?
Yeah.
Do you get those a lot now?
No, I wish people offered to get me coffees. No.
give it a bit. The fact that people are asking for mentorship now.
And
coffee's gonna come.
I'm going to add one more thing. I am signed up on Growth Mentor. Have you ever heard of Growth Mentor?
I have heard of it. I've never used it, but I know many people on it.
Okay. So it's great. I love Growth Mentor. I'm a mentor on Growth Mentor, and I'm also a mentee. So it's a very easy way to dip your toes into mentorship or trying to get a mentor. It's great for me too, just as a mentor. Sometimes I pack on so much value into a call that people are like, I want to work with you. And it ends up being like a paid engagement. So check out Growth Mentor for sure.
How do we find you there? Just look up your name?
I'm going to give you my referral code and then you put in the show notes and then I'll get like a kickback. But yeah, you can find me on there, Tracy Laranjo.
Amazing.
Yeah. I got a poop emoji in my sub headline. So if you see that, you know you found the right person.
Oh, I'll have to check out why you have a poop emoji in there. I'm sure it's something clever.
It's relevant. It's relevant to CRO. Yes.
Just the emoji. That's you. So the big question is, would you be a mentor for our listeners? Because, you know, this podcast is probably going to get one or two listeners, including my mom.
Yep.
My mom would be a terrible client, let me tell you. So, yeah, would you be open to that?
Yeah, hell yeah. I get a lot of satisfaction from coaching junior CROs through new challenges, new experiences. I don't know if your mom would get much out of a mentorship relationship with me.
She doesn't even know what it's meant for. I wouldn't. She doesn't know what I do.
My mom still thinks I'm a CMO, and I'm like, Mom, please stop telling
me. Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
Just ride that. My daughter is a CMO.
Yeah.
Nice.
Bless her, but yeah. I would love that. Even a casual DM through LinkedIn with a question that like a burning question you want answered, I'm absolutely happy to.
Awesome. Well, that's our time today, but I'm gonna give you an opportunity to plug in something that you're working on or want to tell our listeners about.
Yes. So again, you can find me on Growth Mentor if you're interested in starting to find your own mentor in a whole bunch of different fields and areas. You can also find me on LinkedIn. You can email me at hello@tracylaranjo.com. So clever. Yeah.
I like that.
And then, you know, I do CRO consulting. So if you're on a team that really wants to start exploring CRO, but not sure where to start, you can message me anytime and I'm happy to look into that for you. And I also help CRO agencies as well with managing their CRO strategy for their clients.
Amazing. Well, thank you for being on the show today. Tracy, always great to catch up. Nice to see you in person, live, and you know, moving pictures, even though we had a lot of frozen pictures today.
Yeah, that's my internet for you.
I look forward to when you're on this side of the microphone.
Yes.
Later this year. I see you have a few people lined up.
Yeah.
Won't spoil it. Because I don't remember who you're gonna talk to.
I don't either, but we'll get there.
Amazing.
Thanks so much, Romo.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
This is Romo Santiago from Experiment Nation. Every week, we share interviews with and conference sessions by our favorite conversion rate optimizers from around the world. So if you like this video, smash that like button and consider subscribing. It helps us a bunch